You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The Senate has unanimously passed a bill that could force some foreign companies off American stock exchanges. Any foreign company could be affected, but senators were thinking a lot about China. This given long-running concerns about accounting practices. Marketplace's Nova Safo is on the story today. Nova, what exactly does the Senate bill do?
It's a bipartisan legislation, David, introduced by Republican Senator John Kennedy and Democrat Chris Van Hollen. And they say China is cheating, misleading American investors. The idea with the bill is to compel all foreign companies to allow American regulators access to their books to ensure their accounting is on the up and up. This is the same standard American companies must meet to be listed on the stock exchanges. The problem is there are more than 200 foreign firms which are not meeting that standard. Many are Chinese, and they have a combined market capitalization of nearly $2 trillion. Their stocks are traded, but American investors don't have a full picture of what's going on inside those companies.
Okay. Now, the Senate bill moves to the House now, Nova. If it's eventually signed into law, what happens? Boom, 200 companies get delisted?
Well, it depends. American regulators have 3 years that they need to look at these firms, three consecutive years. If they haven't seen their books in three consecutive years, then yes, they could be delisted. The bill also requires these firms to disclose if they're owned and controlled by a foreign government, and that's been a big issue for American leaders, to what extent Chinese firms answer to that country's government.
All right, Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.